Welcome to TD Daily News, your important travel updates from around the world. I'm Steve Collins and this is the travel update for the 12th of October. As part of Singapore's goal to reopen its borders safely and to live with COVID-19, the country has expanded its vaccinated travel lanes, adding 8 more countries. With close to 85% of Singapore's population fully vaccinated and the successful implementation of the vaccinated travel lanes for Brunei and Germany, Singapore will extend the vaccinated travel lines to 9 more countries in a cautious and step-by-step manner and reclaim and rebuild its status as an international aviation hub with global connectivity. The other countries on the list are Canada, Denmark, France, Italy, the Netherlands, Spain, the United Kingdom, the United States, and the Republic of Korea. In the United States, Southwest Airlines cancelled more than 1,800 flights this weekend, disrupting the travel plans of thousands of customers and stranding flight crews. The airline to blame the meltdown on a combination of bad weather, air traffic control, and its own shortage of available staff. The airline said initial problems on bad weather and an FAA-imposed air traffic management program were to blame. The Federal Aviation Administration said there were a few hours of flight delays on Friday afternoon because of severe weather and staffing issues at Jacksonville Air Route Traffic Control Center, but no other staffing issues were reported over the weekend. Staffing shortages fueled hundreds of cancellations and delays at Southwest over the summer. The airline trimmed its schedule after the summer to avoid further disruptions. Other airlines also faced a shortage of workers after encouraging thousands to take leave or buyouts at the height of the pandemic, only for travel demand to return faster than expected this summer. The first hotel in Scandinavia from NH Hotel Group has opened in a unique historical building in the picturesque district of Christianshavn in Copenhagen. It is set in an inspiring setting overlooking the harbour. NH Collection Copenhagen is one of the few five-star hotels in the Danish capital. Centrally located in the charming Christianshavn neighbourhood with its many maritime, historical and creative attractions, guests can experience the history of the location. As major companies look at drastic ways to cut carbon emissions from corporate travel, airlines are bracing for a major hit to business class travel, a key revenue driver, industry executives and experts say. Several companies such as HSBC, Zurich Insurance, Bain & Company, and S&P Global have already announced plans to quickly cut business travel emissions by as much as 70%. Some are considering a carbon budget as they come under growing pressure from environmental advocates and investors to reduce indirect emissions that contribute to climate change. Flying business class emits about 3 times as much carbon as economy class because the seats take up more room and more of them are empty, according to a World Bank study. That's our TD Daily News podcast for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Click below for more updates and see you soon.